Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, December 25th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, A Very Trainer Christmas. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles that pique our interest. I'm your host, Aloy, and I am thrilled to have you with me today. Our journey today takes us into the holiday spirit with a special exploration of Meghan Trainor's festive album, A Very Trainor Christmas. As we immerse ourselves in sweet Christmas melodies and nostalgia, let's take a step back and think about what Christmas music means to us individually and as a society. Are these melodies mere tradition, or do they carry deeper significance in shaping our holiday culture? Hold that thought as we burn this Yule log together and explore. Released on October 30th, 2020, A Very Trainor Christmas is Meghan Trainor's first Christmas album, and it's a delightful mix of both covers and original songs. Interestingly, the album also embodies a personal touch, featuring guest appearances by members of Trainor's own family, including her cousins and her father, Gary Trainor. This blend of family collaboration emphasizes the intrinsic connection that many of us feel during the holiday season, a time when family and unity prominently surface, eliciting emotions of warmth and belonging. Now, reflecting on your own experiences, how often do you find music at the center of your holiday family gatherings? Why do you think these tunes hold such sentimental value? A Very Trainor Christmas features a combination of beloved classic Christmas covers and six original tracks that tap into classic holiday themes such as love, joy, and generosity. Some standout tracks include cover renditions of Silent Night and Jingle Bell Rock, infusing a modern yet nostalgic vibe that listeners can groove to. Meanwhile, originals like My Kind of Present and Holidays capture the joyful quintessence of what many consider a season of giving. Trainor herself takes on the roles of both artist and co-producer, with producers Joel Little and Asa Welch helping to create an album that feels intimately personal yet universally relatable. Such dual roles in artistry serve as a remarkable example of blending technical skill with creative vision. This dynamic not only enriches the project, but highlights Trainor's multifaceted musical prowess. So what do you think truly makes a piece of music resonate deeply with someone's soul? Is it the lyrics, the melody, or perhaps the authenticity of the artist conveying it? Listening to A Very Trainor Christmas may evoke more than just seasonal cheer. It can prompt a trip down memory lane. Meghan Trainor infuses each track with an authentic charm, inviting us to ponder how music shapes our perceptions of time and memory. How do specific songs etch themselves into our memory banks, becoming the markers of particular life events or holidays? As listeners, consider how Trainor's decision to partner with family on certain tracks might change the dynamic or emotional depth of the album. Recall times when family collaborative efforts added special resonance or even levity to experiences. Have any collaborative family projects of your own created unexpected joy or unity? If we delve further into the collaborative essence of music creation, one can argue that these endeavors serve as microcosms for broader societal messages of cooperation and understanding. After all, harmony in music often reflects a harmonious society. In today's world, where division sometimes seems more palpable than unity, Trainor's album might inspire us to contemplate the value of collaboration and collective joy, principles deeply ingrained in both festive traditions and ethical approaches in life. In closing, A Very Trainor Christmas serves as more than just an album. It stands as a cultural artifact of the symbiotic relationship between music and human emotion. As we enjoy this offering, let's extend our ears and hearts toward the broader implications it brings to our lives. Before we wrap up this festive edition of Wikipedia, I want to leave you with a little call to action. As you curate your holiday playlist or decorate your home for the season, perhaps include tracks from A Very Trainor Christmas and take a moment to truly listen. Think about how these songs might transform your own festive experiences. And most importantly, consider the magic of musical collaboration and connection, not just within your family, but perhaps within your communities as well. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. I hope this episode brought a touch of holiday cheer and introspection. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, keep the music playing.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, A Very Trainer Christmas. Thanks for listening. See you next time.